Thank you, Mohammad. Let me as well congratulate you on your appointment as a coordinator of this subsidiary body and wish you all success and assure of my delegation's full support during remaining session and the session of the next year, once it will be adopted smoothly, hopefully the beginning. Mr. Chair, Mr. Coordinator, provisions by the nuclear weapon states of negative security assurance to countries that do not have nuclear weapons is an issue directly related to nuclear disarmament. The only absolute assurance of security is a total elimination of nuclear weapons. As long as nuclear weapons exist and the multilateral process of nuclear disarmament has not yet begun, only security assurances can serve as a basis for mutual trust. Such assurances can effectively counter the aspiration of non-nuclear weapon states to possess nuclear weapons, which they consider as a guarantee of their own security. NSAs must be unambiguous, uniform, and binding. This issue is fully matured for the commencement of negotiations. Moreover, we already have intermediate partial decisions in the form of Security Council and UN General Assembly resolutions, unilateral statements of nuclear weapon states, and the protocols to nuclear weapons-free zones. To spread the positive practice of creating nuclear weapon-free zones, it is necessary to accelerate the institutionalization of the status of existing zones with the provisions of negative security assurance by nuclear weapon states. 10 years ago, representatives of the P5 signed the protocol to the Simpalatinsk Treaty. To date, 4 of the 5, the UK, China, Russia, and France, have ratified it. We expect that the US administration will facilitate the speedy completion of this process. Mr. Coordinator, we believe that the Conference of Disarmament is most appropriate negotiation platform for the Universal Negative Security Assurance Agreement. And regarding the possible elements of future meetings, as you asked all of us, we believe that the one of the such topics could be a review of the text of existing protocols that could serve as a basis for the universal agreement. And we are ready to continue substantial discussion, as I said at the beginning, next year during next session, once it will be adopted smoothly in January. Thank you.